I've been playing outdoors since I was a kid, standing by the front door at around 2 years old, hollering, "Side, side," trying to get my mom to let me go play outside. Now, after 30-plus years working in the outdoor business, I'm dropping insider conversations every week with brand leaders, guides, marketers, CEOs, and others that make the outdoor business a trillion-dollar juggernaut that drives product innovation, revenue, and public policy for everything outdoors. I'm Rick Sayes. Welcome to the Outdoor Biz Podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Friday, March 17th. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Over 100 million served. Carnival Cruise Line celebrated a massive achievement this week after the line embarked its 100 millionth guest since the line was founded in 1972. Guests embarking Carnival Sunrise on Thursday were welcomed by Carnival President Christine Duffy to celebrate the event. The two lucky passengers were from Ohio, Debbie and Dave Clifford, and were recognized as the lucky passengers. Carnival marks the first cruise line in the world to reach 100 million guests. Carnival Cruise Line started with just one ship, the Mardi Gras, back on March 11th, 1972. And Royal Caribbean has canceled the April 1st sailing of Mariner of the Seas. And no, this is not an April Fool's joke. In a letter to book guests, the line said that the ship's routine dry dock will take longer than previously scheduled and that the April 1st cruise has been canceled. On Wednesday, cruise director Mark Walker posted these photos to Facebook, then quickly took them down once they canceled the voyage. Impacted guests have the option to rebook on another Royal Caribbean cruise or request a full refund. Both options come with a 50% future cruise credit. Mariner of the Seas is scheduled for a four-night Western Caribbean cruise now on April 6th. And Carnival Corporation has sold another ship. Luxury line Seabourn announced on Thursday that it's selling Seabourn Odyssey to Japanese shipping company Mitsui OSK Lines. Following the sale, Seabourn will continue to operate the ship through next August under a charter agreement. Seabourn's president implied that the sale is related to the line's shifted focus on the expedition market. The line's first expedition ship, Seabourn Venture, debuted last year, and its second one is due out this year. This is Carnival Corporation's 25th ship it has offloaded since the cruise industry shut down. And the photo of the week comes from Warren Allen, Cunard's Queen Victoria in Flam, Norway. I could just smell the fresh air from here. You can email your photo to doug@cruiseradio.net. All photos are subject to error. And cruise line stocks were up on Thursday. Carnival Corporation up 3.4%, 9.03. Royal Caribbean up 4.5%, 64.97. And Norwegian up 1.5%, 13.11. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Have yourself a great weekend. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Have a tip or a lead on a news story? Let us know. Email tips@cruiseradio.net.